and taught second grade language until when I got down there. She said, I couldn't even talk to those people. She said, I had been down on second grade level so long until she said, I didn't know what they were saying.
It would make a difference.
It does. Really? You just get in a rut like that and you, as you said, you put yourself down with those children. It's hard then when you get there.
Yes, you wouldn't be a good teacher if you didn't.
Well, you just have to because you've got to get down. We have a county librarian here in this county. She's an old maid, a very sweet person and highly educated. But she goes to this school. She has her school scheduled for story hours. And poor thing, she has no tact at all, you know. The teachers, they're just bored to death when they know her day is coming for story hour that day because the children are so fidgety, they just can't be still. They don't know what she's saying. She memorizes her story word for word. I bet you she sits up half of a night memorizing the story before she's going the next day. And she tells it word for word from the book. And the children don't know a thing she's talking about. They don't know what the story's about. No, they don't know a thing she said. And they're just miserable. And of course, keep teachers miserable, you know, because they're not behaving during story hour. I said, she'd be wonderful just in the library, but she needs someone else to do our storytelling. Because she can't get down with the children. She doesn't know how to put herself down with their words. I remember one time I don't know what the story was, but I remember she told something about that. The poor old lady was sitting in the chariot, and as they were going down the road, rodents were running everywhere. And the children looked around at one another so funny. We got back to the room, and one little boy said, "What did she say was running?" And I said, "Rodents. Do you know what a rodent is?" No. The chariot was so funny back in the room. They didn't know what a chariot was. They didn't know a chariot and a rodent. She can't get down with the little children. Now, I think she does better with the bigger ones, the upper grades, but not in the primary grades.
And one of the interesting things about these verbs is the man, if you talk to her in this section, he'll work very, very hard. And he will say, help.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the L in, he'll say, help. And then if you talk to him after the interview, just relax.
Just general time, he said, well, I want much help to you.
He said that he was condemning them. Well, they had a storm and tore down some tobacco, covers the tobacco fields.
Shade.
Uh-huh. And the ice storm knocked down the shade.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they worked on Sunday to get them back up, and the preacher came around and said, why weren't you in church? He said, so I just said to him, well, now look here, preacher, you weren't preaching all Sunday, why didn't you come out and help us?
Yeah.
You see, but he wouldn't give it to me when I asked.
Yeah, you know, that's a word they use a lot here. They'll say, so-and-so came by and helped me change my tire.
Mm-hmm.
And helped me change it.
But it's almost impossible to get that out of them if you ask them a question.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, help me. Well, this has really been, you certainly have helped me.
I hope I have.
This really has been a pleasure for me.